The Philadelphia Opera Company begins its annual opera festival today. In the next 2 weeks, there will be four operas staged, including two world premieres. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the opening production is based on a real-life tragedy of two star-crossed teenagers in Russia 3 years ago.
In 2016, two 15-year-old kids, a boy named Denis and a girl named Katya, ran away from home and barricaded themselves in a cottage in a part of Western Russia. They had guns, they had alcohol, they had a cell phone. They live-streamed online video of themselves shooting at police outside in an incident that lasted for 3 days. They didn't kill anyone, except at the end, when they killed themselves. It was tragic, but from a purely literary perspective, it was Shakespearean.
The basis of this story has lots of parallels to Romeo and Juliet. It's this young couple that's in love. Their parents won't let them be together. They run away, and then they have a tragic end.
Ted Huffman is a writer and director of opera.
But for us, it was more about the community and how we are reacting to this kind of news.
Huffman and composer Philip Venables created the opera Denis and Katya, which is getting its world premiere at Opera Philadelphia. It tells not just the story of the two teenagers, but the online world they lived in. The two of them were well aware of building an audience through a live streaming app, Periscope, to maximize the visibility of their rebellious act that would end both of their lives.
Open the gun safe.
The opera is not traditionally structured as a series of songs with distinct beginnings and ends. Instead, all the music is mashed together. The composer, Venables, says the longest sustained piece of music is just a minute and a half. The shortest is 5 seconds.
We cut very, very quickly between them in the same way that, like, a television documentary might with Talking Heads interviews. The music is written in a very similar way, so each character has their own sound world, but they are hard cut and kind of chopped up. We get this kind of kaleidoscopic view of the story from lots of different angles, and gradually it kind of unfolds from all these different points of view.
The music is performed by four cellos, and all the characters are sung by two singers. And there's an additional silent performer, text. Words are projected onto the stage, representing the sometimes anonymous audience goading them on, and sometimes the creators of the opera itself. Venables said he and Huffman had many text exchanges discussing the ethics of making an opera out of the death of two kids.
It's about storytelling. It's about, in a sense, different kinds of voyeurism. The making of the opera is another level onto that story. We are retelling the story just like the characters who are in our piece. So it makes sense to kind of acknowledge that layer, particularly because it's a true story and it's factual information.
Opera Philadelphia co-commissioned Denis and Katya, and it is staging the premiere. It has a 2-week run at the Suzanne Roberts Theater. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.